This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I love our fans, you know, it's always amazing play at home. Thanks, all fans, you know, and we all try, play good games at home, you know, it's huge, important, when we play at home, you know, crowd and, fans love hockey here. Steelers play Monday, you know, people love sports here. It's, again, good luck to Steelers, too, as well. And, we play against Calgary next game. I hope we show the same game. We play amazing today.
Listen to the PM Team On Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Evgeny Malkin returns to the Penguins lineup. They blow out the Devils 4-1. He scores a goal, and they've won 6 in a row now. He's showing the Steelers some love. He remembers when Marc-Andre Fleury would take the ice as a third star with a Steelers helmet on and a terrible towel to rev people up this time of year.
What's the greatest crossover moment with the two teams? Was it Garrett Cole chugging a tall boy at a Penguins game?
I was going to say it's probably Stargell and Bradshaw on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
No, I'm saying like players from one team at the other team's game. Because I know there's the Cole one. I think some offensive linemen
remember
would go.
Ben went to a Stanley Cup final game and there's that picture of him just staring off into the abyss?
Yes, he's got a 10,000-yard stare.
Do you think Malkin, having lived here so long, gets football yet? Like, I understand.
Probably.
He understands football culture and probably would have, you know, touchdowns and things like that. But do you think he knows the intricate rules of football?
That's a good question. Here's what I'm actually going to say no for intricate
rules. Does he know
rules.
What a legal formation is, for example?
No,
or
he's
legal
not
motion?
Like, he's not like sitting there and I'll just do like a Geno voice going, left tackle's uncovered, you know, like saying like that. Like, you got to, you know, got to have a seventh man on the line. Here's the thing. Football in like American football in most other countries is still like not that big of a deal. Like, certainly not in Russia, I would think. Basketball's a big deal over there. The Soviet team has had some very controversial Olympic finishes back in the day. So I'm sure he knows hoops. Hockey, obviously. I bet baseball is ubiquitous enough.
And no, I don't think you know baseball if you're Russian.
So you think, okay, then I think you know three sports, ultimately. Hockey, basketball, soccer.
Yeah, that's right.
Would you say that's the majority of the world, too? Not hockey. I guess it's really basketball, soccer are probably the two big world sports.
And golf. And tennis.
You think somebody in Tanzania is thinking about golf?
No. Okay, you got me there. But are they thinking about any sports in Tanzania? I've never even seen them in the Olympics. Has a Tanzanian won a medal at the Olympics? Winter or summer?
Why don't you go ask Big Gemini here?
Look that up, Jack. I'm going to bet no.
Has a Tanzanian.
The Penguins, and we'll get back to calls here. The Penguins, I think, have a lot in common with the Steelers as far as how their 2025 seasons have gone. When it started, the Steelers were depending on a guy in his 40s. The Steelers are counting on the hockey equivalent, guys in their late 30s, to do well. Not really many people gave them a chance. The Penguins had horrible odds to make the playoffs and do anything more than that. One of the things that I was rooting for was Gavin McKenna. And what a lot of Steelers fans thought was a silver lining to this year would be, maybe you're not good and you get to draft one of these quarterbacks that are going to be in the 2026 draft. Well, the quarterbacks ended up having a bad year. And McKenna, I guess, has not been that good at Penn State.
He's still projected to be the number one pick, but yeah, he has not like set the world on fire there.
So this run by the Penguins doesn't seem like it's necessarily going to set them back as much as I thought. And I mean, there was no guarantee that they were going to win the lottery anyways. But my worst fear is that they screw themselves out of the top tier best players by hanging around and then barely missing out.
I mean, but your opinion of the NHL playoffs, and they look like a playoff team right now, your opinion of that's a little different than the NFL playoffs.
Yes.
You get a random team getting in there with a good goalie that yep. plays well. You can absolutely go all the way to the final.
Yeah, not as much lately.
Still, though, the basic premise of hockey is random enough in that way where the NFL really isn't.
Yeah, when Florida started its run and went to the Stanley Cup and lost to Vegas before winning the last two, I think they were the last team in.
Correct. But they were also kind of a wagon that was just picking up steam at the right time.
We have an update on Tanzania, Jack?
Yeah, they have two silver medals, no gold medals.
Do we know in what?
I have it up here. Hold on.
Track and field?
It was men's 5,000 meters in the sport athletics and the men's 3,000 meter steeplechase.
Oh, the steeplechase. I like that one.
What steeplechase? How does it differentiate itself from hurdles?
You're asking me what steeplechase
is?
Is
there a moat on the other side of the hurdle that you also have to jump over?
Yeah, ditches and
hedges.
Well, for horse racing, it's ditches and hedges. But yeah, for the sprinters, it's the one where they got to run through water and crap like that. I love the steeplechase. I'm a big fan of steeplechase.
Let's go back to the phones. Here is Nate in Canonsburg. Hello, Nate.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Pony.
Sure.
Greetings from the other end of Pike Street, by the way.
Nice.
You know, I'm usually on board with what you say, but I'm looking at this game. I'm looking at the whole situation just a little different. I'm at work and actually looking to maybe I have season tickets for a long time. I might buy some, but the way I'm looking at it is not the Steelers, but this team has shown that they can win a playoff game because they just did it last Sunday. All right, that was a win or go home game. They beat the Baltimore Ravens team that I'm sorry to disagree with you is a better team than the Texans. I'm sorry.
But based on what? They lost to the Texans head-to-head. The Texans finished with a better record. The Texans have the best defense in the NFL. In what ways
correct.
Is Baltimore better?
I'm not saying that. In that game, we split every season, and I felt that Lamar Jackson, I thought we weren't going to shut down Derrick Henry. I thought
fair enough. You're saying about you're complimenting the Steelers for coming back and beating a Ravens team that had those two players. That doesn't answer the question as to how Baltimore is better than Houston.
Well, I guess it's more about that game. I would rather play Baltimore this season just based on the way we split games, just based on what they based on the same reason I'm taking the Steelers over the Texans. I don't see. I just don't get the feel that the Texans are a better team. But I don't see it as a playoff game. I see it as a Monday night game that we're going to win.
Okay, so now we're back to the Monday
night
stat.
Week 18 was a de facto playoff game, and it was.
And now
this isn't really a playoff
this
game.
This is Monday night football.
These are some contortions going on here. Also,
Mary Lou Retton would be jealous
she
to
would
go to
be.
The Olympic well
we
again.
Got the pommel horse. We got the vault. We got it all right now. The uneven bars, the uneven collars. A pony.
These are the same people who are going to call in on Tuesday afternoon if the Steelers lose and say, see, I told you so. Same old Tomlin. Can't be trusted in the postseason. They're going to say these things. They're going to forget that on Friday they called our show and said, actually, the Ravens at 8-9 are better than the team with the, I'm going to say this louder, the best defense in the NFL. I thought this was a defensive town. I thought this was a steel curtain town. Now we're trying to poo-poo best defense?
Pony, I don't even know why we're making such a big deal out of this game. It's merely a Monday night game. It is not even a playoff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.